Yeah.
All right, Chuck, you good?
Yes.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to another zombie-centric episode of the BAMF podcast. I am Mike Lafferty, and joining us today, we've got four guests, including Mr. Chuck Rice. Hey, Chuck.
Hey. And for this episode, since we're doing zombies, I vote that BAMF currently stands for Badass Motherfucker.
That works. Hey, Chuck, I was watching a rerun of Parks and Recreation, and your company's product was featured.
Yeah, that's true. They featured Catan on an episode, and then we actually designed the world's most insane game for them, Cones of Dunsher. That's a Mayfair design.
Which apparently you could pay $100 and play that this last Gen Con if you wanted to.
Yeah, all that money went to charity, and then whatever folks paid in, we matched. We wound up giving $15,000 to charity, I believe.
Hopefully should. For those playing, Chuck is in, I guess you could say, PR for Mayfair Games.
Yeah.
Makers of Settlers of Catan and many other quality board games and tabletop games. You can find at your local game shop.
Yes. Yeah, so Cones of Dunsher is maybe the greatest game of all time. You roll dice to see how many dice you roll every turn. Your goal is to get three cones, but for every cone that you get, before you can get a cone, you have to build an entire civilization. One of the players in the game, there's various character classes, and they all have crazy, like, kind of third edition type over dramatic names. Like, one of them's the Arbiter. The game is so complicated, one player does nothing but keep score, and he's called the Ledgerman, but he gets to wear like a fancy like sailor, like a captain's hat.
Oh, great. I sold it for me.
Yes.
Now, you can't actually buy this in stores, but...
No, we estimate that the game would be very expensive because it is very component heavy. We did, however... get together a version for Gen Con, yeah.
Yeah, now the plot point was there was a character who's a hardcore gamer who was unemployed for a week, and this was the game that boredom drove him to design. So
yeah.
So yeah, cool. All right, anyway, hey, and that tangent aside, Chuck has been working on a game called After Zombies, which we're going to publish the previous podcast where we all talk about After Zombies, but it's basically Chuck's modern-day zombies game. And today we're doing an actual play where we're going to get our hands dirty. And I, Mike Lafferty, am playing a alcoholic small-town sheriff who knows way more about explosives than he really has any right to. And you guys can just call me Daryl because it's a zombie game. And Walt Rebilliard is with us. And Walt, tell us about who you're playing.
I am not the hero you need. I'm the hero you want. Dr. Tobias Todd, and I am a Western Civ professor who is a little more than a medieval warfare enthusiast.
So you've got a broadsword with you?
I'm not going to tell you what that big bulge under my jacket is.
And so you're either Doc or Dr. Tobias or something like that?
Or hey, you duck. Yeah, that works too.
All right. John Gibbons, who is doing the art for After Zombies, is here as well.
Hello.
And, John, tell us a little about your character.
Okay. My character's called Vincent Verratti, Vinny for short, and he's basically a young, well, I suppose you could call him a sort of Italian sort of wannabe gangster. You know, a bit of a bully, bit of a nasty piece of work, but I think slowly he's changing his mind in the world now that the zombies have taken over.
Okay. And so we call you Vinny.
Vinny, yep.
And let's see, you're... probably packing some guns and.
I've got a piece. Yeah, I have.
Okay, cool. And finally, but certainly not least, we've got Aid Smith. Hey, Aid.
Hello there.
Aid, tell us about your guy.
Okay, my guy is Michael Simmons. He is a comic book shop owner who is trying to preserve popular culture for the future after apocalypse.
Cool, and. In practical terms, what does that mean in terms of...
he's going to die soon.
In practical terms, he runs around and basically tries to avoid as much danger as possible. He has several thousands long boxes of comics stored away in a very safe location. And his backpack, this is the thing, this is the most important thing, that if this goes missing, there will be trouble. His backpack has a copy of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a hard drive with every classic Star Trek episode on it, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and Styx's Lady of the Morning. Now, that'll do. That's civilization sorted.
You know, Ed, I was going to be a dick and mock you, but you kept Pink Floyd on there, and as a white trash guy from the Midwest, they're practically a god to me, so...
Pink Floyd's fantastic.
They're
great. That's what you need. Just that one album, that'll do it.
They do. They're putting out a new album, but Roger Waters isn't involved, so I'm not counting it. But
so, Ed, you're not even going to give them a copy of... Wizard of Oz that they can watch with their Pink Floyd soundtrack?
Oh, wow, that's a good point. Maybe that's hidden in his basement. It's just the essential stuff that has to survive. The other stuff
gotcha.
Can make there elsewhere, but this is the most important stuff in the world.
Has he got any copies of The Walking Dead?
He probably has, unlikely enough.
Okay, well, sweet. All right, and what is your character's name?
Michael Simmons.
Michael Simmons or Michael Sims?
Simmons.
All right, cool. So you're Michael Simmons, comic book guy. I am Daryl, no last name, alcoholic, small-town sheriff, explosives expert. Joe is Vinny, the made man, wise guy. And Walt is Toby or Doc. He is the university professor and medieval martial arts enthusiast. Have I got everything right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, off of my name.
Your name is not Vinny?
No, it's not Joe.
Why did I call you Joe? What the hell? I was thinking about Joe Bardalis, because we always have those calls in the Sunday mornings talking about Extreme Earth. We're due for another conference call. Not that the listeners care,
so.
But yeah, we need to get things... Yeah. Anyway, I will hand the mic over to our game master, Mr. Charles Rice.
Okay. So, you guys have been on the road for a while. A couple weeks, you kind of bonded together, and you have been kind of skirting a lake. You weren't really sure, well, you're still not really sure where you are, but you come around a hill on the edge of this lake, and you see a cul-de-sac of homes. Now, you can count 11 homes. What you see is you see... some zombies in the street. Each one of those symbols on your map, guys, is 10 zombies.
Ooh.
Just so you know.
Hooray!
So, at the end of the cul-de-sac, what you see is that there's a very large wrought iron gate. This was one of those exclusive communities that didn't want the poorest to get in. And the gate is still standing. And the people in the community seem to have taken all their cars and put them up against the gate and set them on fire. Now, that's really all you can see from here. So you've got the 50 zombies pressing against the gate. They're locked out. You've got some zombies kind of shuffling around the streets. And as you're watching, to your surprise... You see all the lights on the street flicker on. You have not encountered a place with electricity for several days.
When exactly was the zombie outbreak? How many days into the apocalypse are we?
About a month.
So I haven't had a Twinkie in like 2 weeks.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
You probably found loads of them. Those things last forever.
Yeah, I've got to look for them. Okay, so I'm looking for my character sheet. Chuck, which name did you give my guy?
Am I
Radovan or Gallagher Green?
You're Radovan.
Radovan. All right, guys, don't call me don't call me Daryl anymore. I'm Rally.
Okay.
Pulling up my character sheet.
I have no character Rally. Sheet, just so you see now.
So do you guys want to shank him now because he just... like, saw some lights turn on and was like, man, I need a Twinkie. By the way, my name's Raleigh.
What's the, there's obviously, you said it's a gate, but is he presumes like a fence all the way around this compound, is it?
There is, like, hedges on either side of the gate. For whatever reason, you think probably they were all drawn to press against the gate itself by the car setting on fire. It probably wasn't the smartest thing the people that lived here ever did.
So what's to stop you from getting to ignoring the gate and going all the way around, going to the back of the compound to gain entry?
They could, but they're zombies. They're just following the shortest line of the loudest stimuli.
Right. Okay. Right.
They could just like you guys have done. They could walk around the back anytime they wanted, but they're dumb.
Okay, so our immediate kind of goal really is A, to avoid zombies, and B, to look for supplies in safe places. Ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just at the moment, as a general group consensus, how quite sadistic are we? Are we in the mindset of if we can lead off zombies to butcher 14 other people whilst we get the snacky cakes, that's okay? Or are we trying to save everybody else as well?
Well, I thought from my character's point of view,
or is it case by case basis?
Yeah, I don't think I would actually. I don't think I would do that on purpose. But if it ever came down to it, if it was a case of between me and leading zombies off to kill a bunch of people, well, then you know, hands down, other people are going to get chewed.
Now, are we looking at this village? I mean, this cul-de-sac from a high vantage point, or are we just off in the distance, kind of hiding behind other homes?
You're on the top of a hill. You are looking down on it.
And there's no sign of any regular humans, just these zombies alone. Apart from the lights, obviously.
What equipment have we got, Chuck? Have we got things like binoculars and stuff like that?
You do not. You have what's on your character sheet, which is almost nothing.
God.
If you look at your character sheets,
I've got a pistol.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've got... We have a high unity rating for our team, which means that we're all getting along really well, right, Chuck?
Yeah. You guys are compatible. Now, what that means is when you suffer morale damage, you're going to suffer a little less because you guys are buds.
Okay. Now, as far as the unity mechanic goes, is that the extent of it, or are there any other ways that's used that we should know about?
Your leader, which is the guy with the comic books.
You're joking.
Really? Oh, dear.
You're joking.
He has the ability to rally you, which can temporarily raise your unity.
Okay.
Which gives us more resistance against morale-damaging events.
Right. So, yeah, basically, Abe, if you look at your character sheet, you have a trait called vision.
Okay.
Which means that you have a compelling vision for the future that other survivors like.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sticks all day long. That's what it is. People can get sick of that song, but hey.
The new national anthem, yeah.
That's what it could be.
Now, the downside of having the strong vision of the future that you have, Abe, is that your influence skill could also be used for negotiation, for trying to get along with people, but you're not as good at that because you're better at rallying people, but you're worse at negotiating with them because if they don't adhere to your, you know, sticks idea, you're just like, all right, F you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Make sense.
If you avoid your guy rather than classic Trek, that's it. We're not talking.
Right.
So what about our traits? So my character's got a trait of being a team player. I mean, obviously, I know what it sounds like, but what does that mean game terms?
In game terms, what that means is that you took a penalty to your leadership because you don't like to be in charge, but you raised the unity of the entire group because you're like a good second in command.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you don't want to be the guy that makes the decisions, but if the guy that makes the decisions tells you, you know, to break somebody's leg with a baseball bat, you're okay with that.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Now,
yeah.
Your disadvantage, John, you will also see, you're the glue. That also raised the unity of the entire group. However, if you are ever seriously endangered, the entire group suffers mental toughness damage because they like you so much.
Don't forget that, guys. Don't. Yeah, you love me.
You're the Daryl character then. Obviously, of the Walking Dead, you're this dude. You have to be the one that has to be saved. Oh, he's so cool.
Let's see. All right, all I'm carrying is a Beretta. I got no explosives with me. All right, cool. And I looking at my skill list, got about 2 dozen, and it looks like it's a 0 to 100 kind of scale.
Yeah. So okay, all skills are available to all players. If you look, your character Mike, you have 3 skills, so you're using those at the full ability.
Mm-hmm.
Every other skill in the game, you're using at half the ability score it's based on, rounded down.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyone can try anything. Now, the other thing you guys will notice when you look at your character sheets is some of your skills have synergy marked to them.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a +10 bonus to that skill. That's already factored in.
Okay. Right.
So, for example, Mike, you have chemistry as a skill, and that has given you a bonus to cooking and medicine.
Gotcha.
It's going to be damn useful, especially cooking.
Okay, yeah, so I have a 19% in all weapon skills, so don't get in my way when I'm swinging a bat.
What skills, mate?
19.
19%, yep.
Well, remember, this is a different kind of OPG. RPG. It's about survival, not combat.
I don't want to get anywhere near a zombie, do we? Let's face it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I don't intend to, but yeah, if I'm with you swinging wild, if it comes to it.
All right. Well, hey, Dr. Tobias, since you're the only one of us with any kind of military organization skills based on your medieval studies, what's the smart play here?
Well, charge down there with horseback with a lance.
Well, I was going to say that. I mean, first we have to, you know, get lances and horses and stuff. And then, I mean, you know, we definitely need armor. I mean, shiny is better, but, you know, anything we can do with tires or something like that. And then I adjust my glasses.
The fuck. All right.
So I can say.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I actually didn't give you a disadvantage. I give you 2 traits.
Here we go.
Disadvantage is tough. That's what I see.
Yeah, that's not a disadvantage.
Okay.
It is when you are facing a horde of zombies and think you're the guy who's going to make it through.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
I say go for the tough-looking one.
Do you want to favor the short-term or the long-term?
It's a one-shot session, so probably the short-term.
Okay. So, keep the tough. Get rid of the potential combat ability.
Okay, so...
That's what that's going to do for our purposes is it's going to raise your combat by 5.
Okay, sure, sounds good.
And instead of that, you have a phobia.
Is it being sober?
Sure, I'll give you addiction instead if you'd prefer.
Addiction?
Yeah.
Oh, addiction. Gotcha. Well, I said I was an alcoholic, so I figured out.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
Okay. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, okay. So I'm probably itching for my next bottle. And well, Dr. Tobias didn't have a plan. Mike, you're kind of the leader here. Can you, what do you think we should do?
Well, I think we should avoid zombies.
Right, so we're looking at this from the right-hand side, correct?
Left-hand side.
Left-hand side, okay.
You so guys
the zombies are farthest away from us.
Yeah, yeah, by the swing set.
Yeah, and that's where I think we need to be, and I think we should just slowly start searching the nearest buildings one at a time.
Okay, so...
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
You guys have you're watching the scene. You've decided on your course of action, and from the house to your left. So let me see. Can I ping it?
Yeah.
Did I?
I saw. No.
You did before. Did you ping something before?
This one.
Okay, yeah, that one. That's okay, yeah. Next to the swing set.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see the door flies open, and a man comes running out. He's being pursued by his zombie wife and his zombie daughter.
Nice.
And from the other direction, the 10 zombies on the street are coming at him from the other side.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, great. Okay.
Nice.
Right. So what does this guy look like? Is he a regular-looking guy? Is he a big guy? Is he a guy that looks like he can handle himself? Or
no, he looks like a spaz, frankly. He's running in blind terror, and he's basically running away from the two zombies right into the much larger group of zombies.
Does it look like he's worth saving?
That's just what I was going to say. Yeah, is this distraction fodder? Is that what we're looking at now?
It's not a bad idea. I'm not being funny, but let's face it. You know, we're not going to be able to get to him, are we? We're not going to be able to save him. Not a chance. You're not going to suddenly put yourself in danger with 60 zombies.
Unless you start shooting, but then again, is he going to start upping? Oh, you shot my wife. You know, it's worse than.
I personally think we just. You know, thank the stars that he's come out, he's been chased, he's going to be a little bit of a distraction. I don't think we'll be able to save him. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that logic.
Okay, so you guys are just going to let him...
Yeah, I think what we do is we go into the house where he came out of.
That's what I was going to say.
He's been chased out by the zombies that are in there. If he's been in there, he's always been there for quite a bit, so he might have some supplies. No. What can we do? We're not going to, let's face it. How are you going to stop him now? How are you going to save a guy who's running towards a horde of zombies? You're not, are you?
It's okay, guys. I'm not judging. You sound like you're trying to justify it.
I think you would, though, because, like I say, it's only been a month, so I still think you would have these kind of, like, you'd still be tussling with the morals of situations.
Yeah.
12 months down the line, I think you'd make decisions like that very, very easily.
Yep. And as a matter of fact, when he goes down... You all lose 7 points of mental toughness.
Okay.
Enough for not saving him?
You're watching him get ripped apart.
Ah, shit. Well, let's get into his house and
start
looking through stuff. Actually,
that'll make you feel better about things, I'm sure.
They might have a bottle in there.
Yeah, well, let's just store it for later.
On the way in... I'm going to be looking for any type of knives, like kitchen knives or anything like that, because I have a longsword. There's no way I'm going to be able to swing that in the tight quarters of the house.
Okay.
I'm moving into the house full on pistol out in sort of like typical, you know, close quarter combat mode.
And I'm going along with him with my Beretta out, watching his back. He's watching my back, etc.
Okay, and I take it there's no power in this place.
The lights are currently on.
Oh, right, so there is power. Okay, so yeah. I am going to try and see if he's got a TV with a USB port so I can check my hard drives, okay?
Okay.
<Fox, sir.
laughs> I need to know. If the Mirror Universe Trek episode has gone wrong, that's it. I'm going to be freaking out.
As you approach the TV... you hear over the TV, it says, "This is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There's an outbreak of a serious illness, but everything is under control. Stay in your homes until help arrives. This is the Federal Emergency Management Agency."
I'm guessing we've been hearing a lot of this particular broadcast.
Not for a while, because you guys haven't encountered electricity for a while.
So this is new. Okay.
Well, I think that me and Raleigh, who are the guys with the guns, should basically just give the entire, all the rooms in the building a scout out. Once we know it's clear of any zombies, I just think it's just a case of trying to maybe look for rucksacks, look for backpacks, and just start loading it with whatever we can salvage, food, anything.
Yeah, that sounds logical. Do a sweep and then ascertain that it's safe, loot it and get out quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to find something that's a weapon of some sort, even if it's only a arm off of a chair or something. I've just sort of got something to swing.
Okay, Walt?
Yes, sir.
You said that you were looking for knives, correct?
Kitchen knives or anything like that. Now, the kid that ran out chasing the dad, was that a boy or a girl?
Daughter.
Oh, it was a daughter?
It was.
All right. So probably, well, maybe baseball equipment or something like that. It's possible. But more likely field hockey, lacrosse, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Okay. So you need to make roll percentile dice. You are making a scrounging check. So your odds are not great. You have a 20% chance.
Mm. Ooh.
62. Yep.
Okay. So you find no items that you think would be suitable to fight with.
Damn. Not even a rolling pin or a frying pan? Because, you know, I could fashion a makeshift shield out of a wok.
Make a luck check. Oh, your luck is terrible, too. Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. You obviously need to get someone else to look around for you.
Well, I mean, since Vinny and I are both scrounging around as well, can we pool our scores and do a group effort?
You can all make a scrounging check if you're looking for something specific.
Well, I think we should basically, first thing we should look for is wet firearms, followed by food.
Hey!
Wow.
I've got a four. I've got a 15%, so yay!
All right, so we're rolling 2d10 to see what we get.
Oh, you're rolling percentile.
Percentile, no. Gotcha, okay.
I rolled 80%. So I find nothing.
And the bonus is whatever our scrounge score is.
No, you're attempting to get under that.
Oh, apparel under 27. And
yeah.
There's no way we can pool our efforts or anything?
No. Not for this.
Well, I found something, hopefully.
All right, so what are we looking for? We need to give you something specific. I guess John, Vinny and I were looking for
some food.
Right, yeah, food, supplies. Oh.
Oh, 5%. Good roll, Mike.
Nice.
Okay, so Mike,
mm-hmm.
you were looking for food.
Yeah.
But instead, what you found was a hockey stick.
Okay, I give it to Toby.
Now, Aide?
Yeah.
You found not what you were looking for.
Okay.
However, you wander into the girl's bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And you find a toy laser pistol.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, but you might be able to break it into parts. Has it got parts in it?
You could break it into parts, but also, because of the loud noise and flashing lights it makes, it can give you a plus 25 bonus to distraction checks if you're trying to draw enemies toward you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Well volunteered, Aide.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, that's good. I'll let everybody know that I've got it as well. So in case anyone needs it, then obviously coming down the stairs, making it go as it goes down the stairs. So look, look what I found.
and in the course of also rifling the house, you guys also discover 6 cans of food in the kitchen.
That's currency.
They are unlabeled. This guy apparently has been losing his mind for quite a while before he ran into the street. And for whatever reason, he just ripped all the labels off the cans.
It's like Christmas. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And in the bedroom, you guys find a double barrel shotgun and 6 Ooh, shells.
Nice. I presume that comes under rifles.
Shotgun's its own skill.
Yeah, so it is. I've got 39 in that.
39?
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably the most likely.
Now,
the sheriff's got one, of course. He might have something.
Something to know about shotguns is that if you are at point-blank range, which is between 3 feet and 10 yards. You get a plus 25% chance to hit with any firearm. With the shotgun, that's plus 50.
Okay, cool.
How fast do these zombies move?
Not fast.
So they sort of shamble around. They're not like running zombies.
In fact, they are called shamblers.
Right, okay.
I like you.
So 10 yards. What did you say, 10 yards? 30 feet. So how long would it take one of these shamblers to sort of move to close that distance on, you say, 34?
Let me break that down for you in game terms, because your character wouldn't know it in these terms.
Yeah.
I guess would be the way I want to put this. So the way movement works is for one movement point. Here, hold on. You know, it's really bad that I have to look things up in my own game. That annoys me to no end. You have no idea. Okay. That's also a sign that the machine is running itself now. I don't even know this book anymore.
It's not a bad sign.
It's apparently it's a dream journal. I wrote it in my sleep. Okay. So, you can, for one action point, you can move a number of feet equal to half your athletic skill. So now most of you guys don't have it as a trained skill. Vinny does. Matter of fact, Vinny is super fast. That is one of his main advantages.
One of the first rules of being a zombie, make sure you're the fastest runner in it.
That's right.
Dr. Tobias also has it as a trained skill, but then Raleigh and Mike do not. So, okay. So, let's look at Mike. Mike's athletic skill is 28.
Yeah.
So, for one action point, he can move 14 feet.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now, you can do that once per round. After you've done a standard move within a round, if you still have action points left, and you guys will see you have action points listed in the second upper column on your character sheets.
Yeah.
Hit points, mental toughness, action points.
So I've got 5 points. So is that five in a round?
Yes.
So I can move times 14 if I went well out.
No. Okay, because you can only take a standard move once.
Okay.
However, if you wanted to move again for some reason, you know, like there was a, you know, dozen zombies that wanted to eat you, you could, and you needed to move a second time in a round, you could then take a sprint, which lets you move, you would move 28 feet instead of 14, but you would take a minus 10 to all attack skill checks and athletic skill checks for the rest of the encounter.
Okay.
And then if you needed to move a third time in the round and you had 3 action points left, which your character would not, but let's say, you know, things go bad and you just want to go right to running away, you also have a 3 action point option called headlong flight, which lets you move a number of feet equal to your athletic skill, so another 21 feet. You suffer from being winded, just like you would if you sprinted, but also you would drop whatever you were holding in your hands.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, right.
So if you had the action points, for example, you could do one sprint and one headlong flight because you have 5 action points.
Gotcha.
So you could feasibly move 56 feet. Now, long distance movement works differently. Just to bring that up, because obviously if you were to a round is a tenth is 6 seconds. So if you translate this movement that you guys are using, it just seemed to work better and feel more satisfying to be able to move a good chunk. Initially, the rules were for like one action point, you're moving like 2 or 3 feet.
Right.
Yeah, and I suppose in the sort of zombie genre as well, running is a big factor in the game, isn't it? In any game,
yeah.
Well, you know.
Right.
You've got to be able to move fast and get some good distance.
Yeah. And so, okay, so action points are basically how you're going to do everything. And you can spend more action points on the same action to do it better.
Cool. Okay.
So, for example, for one action point, you can take a snapshot. So you can fire your gun many times, but inaccurately. Or you can spend... two action points to shoot with no penalty, or three action points to shoot with a bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
I realize I'm asking questions no one asked, but I'm answering questions no one asked, but you'll need to know it eventually. Okay, so you feel like you have covered this entire house. However, you are also... No. Sorry.
I suppose the thing is whether or not we are now going to start taking the gamble of searching other close houses.
Also, you guys recover 6 mental toughness. So I believe you took 7. You've got 6 of it back because you found food. You guys had no food when you entered this cul-de-sac.
All right. Can I make a roll look for liquor? I have an addiction.
What? Okay. Mike or Toby, can any of you use a shotgun?
My shotgun's 90%, same as all my other weapon skills.
What's yours, Toby?
Use a shotgun, but it's whether or not I'm going to hit anything is another thing entirely.
Okay, well, it's easier to use a shotgun. I'm just thinking, I've got a firearm. Sherry's got a firearm. You two haven't. You know,
I have shotguns at 27%.
It makes sense that you've got it then, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That gives you about 70% chance for something really close, so yeah, I'd go for that. Yeah.
Okay, let's hand the shotgun over to the doc.
Oh, I don't know about this. I mean, you know, smashing something in the head is one thing, but, you know, close left. Oh, okay, I'll take it.
Okay, I say let's take the gamble. Let's move to the nearest house.
What, round to the left or round to the right?
I say to the top. I go to the top. So yep. Let's just. Is he a back door to this establishment? This house that would lead, you know, in the backyard of the other one that's to the northeast.
There.
All right. Yep. Can we do a quick peek out the front window, see what's happening out there in the cul-de-sac?
Sure. There are now 12 zombies. 11 adults and the little girl. They are currently still gnawing on the unfortunate gentleman who freaked out and ran outside like a spaz.
Okay, just based on our experience in this zombie apocalypse world, how long do we think they have before they finish this guy off and start doing something else?
Not long. And you guys also know that directly after Shambler's feed, they have a little more energy. They're going to be moving around a little bit more.
Okay, and what kind of senses do they seem to have? Do they rely on sight? Do they have some kind of supernatural ability to hunt down brains? So are we going to be in trouble just in the vicinity, or are they actually going to have to see us before they're going to cause problems?
Zombies seem to have relatively poor eyesight, but really good hearing.
Okay. So, no noises. So, no more with a gun.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
A little buzzer. Okay.
Yeah, no shooting is exactly good. Okay, well, let's go for it. Let's make the move. We need to, you know, get to the back door, open it, make sure there's no zombies in the yard, and just try quickly crossing across to the backyard of the other building.
Okay, so, when you guys approach this house, you see that the... it is a two-story house, and all of the first-floor windows have been boarded up.
Can we hear a generator going anywhere?
Hmm?
Can we hear a generator?
No.
Okay.
So this
place is still being powered by the main supply?
You think so, yes.
You know, the power station that's live would be a good place to hold up.
Plenty of places to charge a TV and watch Star Trek episodes.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you guys have a complete set of Star Trek, that's really all you need. You know, same applies. Anyway.
Three seasons, all good.
Anyone have Enterprise?
I've only got, I may have the DVDs back at the place, but at the moment, Classic Trek's all I've got.
That's fine. If you had Enterprise, I was going to have to kill you.
It was most important to save Classic Trek. Okay,
classic
so...
The shower
scene, I think you'd look at that a few times in After the Apocalypse.
The all the windows are boarded. The door is closed. You're not sure if it's locked or not. Now, as we discussed, zombies have good sense of hearing. If you were to try and get through the boarded windows or through the door, that obviously is going to make a good bit of racket. However, you don't think it would be that hard to climb up to the second level.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've got quite a good athletics, so I think I'll scramble up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Are you all trying to get up to the second level?
Is it a nasty climb, or is it something that if we gave kind of help up with each other, we could be okay?
Well, it is a routine climb skill check, so that's plus 25. However, if a couple characters get up first, they could help the other party members get up.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm willing to be a handy pair of shoulders if someone was to climb on me to get up and then help me up afterwards. That's fine.
Okay.
I'll attempt to climb up.
Okay, so, yeah, with plus 25, you have a 98% chance, John.
Well, I rolled 79, so it wasn't an easy climb by a long shot.
Is there, like, a take 20 option on this?
There is not.
Okay, all right.
Chuck, what's the distance between the rooftops of the buildings?
Well, each square on this map is 20 feet.
So a 20-foot gap, maybe a little bit shorter than that at times, 15 foot maybe?
Yeah.
Leapable?
No, not really.
Okay, I'm just thinking, if we got surrounded on the house, could he leap into, you know?
From flat ground, with your high athletics, you might be able to do that distance, but not from an angled rooftop.
I've been playing too many superhero games and roll 20. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is. Yeah, I use my teleportation skill to go between the rooftops. Okay, well, I'm going to get on the roof and just help everyone else up.
Okay. You guys are going to be able to do that. Let's see. And... Okay. You hear some moaning from inside the window, like.
No.
Okay, so while you're the melee guy, you probably should be front and point, I suppose.
I can do that. So, looking into the window, can I see anything inside?
Yeah. You see, he looks like he was about 8 at the time of death, little boy tied to a bed.
Oh, nice.
Alright, slide the window open.
Okay.
Does it slide open, or does it open like a bay door? How does it work?
It slides up.
Alright, slide open. Quick poke of my head in and look left, right, and then pull my head back out. Anything, like, hiding in the corners or anything?
Nope.
All right, look down below the windowsill, make sure there's nothing that I'm going to step on that's either going to make noise or hurt my delicate feet.
Okay. You see a couple D4.
I use the shotgun to clear them away, and then I step in.
Okay.
Having the shotgun at the ready, and I use my hand that's not on the shotgun to maneuver my sword that's probably either across my waist or my back, so that I'm not hitting the windowsill making noise on the way through.
Gotcha. Okay.
Kid's definitely zombified.
Oh, yeah.
Sword through the mouth at about a 40-degree angle.
Here we go.
And then motion everybody to come in.
Okay.
Wait, before I motion everybody to come in, closets?
Are there any closets? There is a closet. It is unoccupied.
Okay. All right, now motion everybody to come in.
All right.
Freaking zombies always come out of a goddamn closet.
Okay, Walt?
Yes, sir.
When you kill the little devil, you take 7 points of mental toughness damage. You apparently are still not able to get over the fact that you just killed a little kid in his bed.
I point out the fact to everybody that I had to do that.
Okay. Now, Walt, with that 7 points, what's your current mental toughness?
Mental toughness is 72. So, actually, I'm down 8 points because we only recovered 6 the last time.
Right. Okay.
So now down to 64.
Okay. Roll percentile dice.
I love rolling percentile dice. A 95.
Oh, 95.
Okay.
I'm gonna have myself a good cry in the corner.
Oh no.
Just okay, I'm
berserk. Get over this.
Okay, roll percentile dice again, Walt.
Oh dear Lord. Hopefully I'm not gonna eat the shotgun. 33.
That sounds to me like you're looking at a chart there, Chuck.
I'm looking at what? Oh, a chart?
A chart, yeah.
You can hear that, can you?
Yeah.
Over Skype. Okay, so Walt.
Yes, sir.
You are pissed off. You actually gain an extra 5 points of damage to close quarters combat damage.
So I'm a little less hesitant to hurt somebody right now.
However, once a fight starts, when it ends, you're going to suffer additional mental toughness damage.
Let's just have to get over it. I have my friends.
Once I climb into the window, I'm trying not to look at the kid in the bed. You know, I don't have to, so I know what's going on. So I'm just going to try and walk for the room and not look too hard.
Okay.
Is anybody willing to give me a hug?
I'll give you a hug, big guy. Come here.
Thank you. I needed that.
That's why you're the glue, John. That right there. You're always willing to let your fellow survivors in the nest.
As long as it is only glue. As long as it is only glue.
All right, where are we going from here?
Let's do the same we did last time. So the three guys who are now armed, we'll do the sort of quick search of the rooms. Once we know it's clear, let's rifle the place.
Okay, so on the second level, there is another little boy tied to another bed.
Oh, no, nice. No. Leave him.
Hey, did you just say nice?
Yeah, this is going to be some bizarre ritualistic murder scene.
it's when you eat meat mummy. That's when you have
that's
problems.
True. Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna leave him?
Yeah, I don't like, you know, the thing's already dead. I mean, he's tied to the bed. It's not gonna kill anyone. It's just gonna run away. Leave it. I don't want to get involved.
Does he look secure?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's probably the most important.
That didn't sound very confident. Sure. Yeah. He's
secure. Sure. Yeah.
It's fine. It's good. It's probably gonna be fine. It's great. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So the kid. Makes a little noise when he sees you, and you hear some noise from downstairs.
Okay, is there a bathroom on this level as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check in there and see if there's any kind of medicines and stuff that we could probably gather up to use in the future in case anything disastrously bad happens.
Okay, you find a lot of empty bottles.
Oh. Any toothpaste?
Yes, you can in fact find toothpaste.
It's emergency rations.
Thanks for toothpaste. Got a lot of uses, toothpaste.
It's emergency ration time.
Alright, so we're just upstairs. Can I make a scrounge roll?
Sure.
Alright. Shit.
It's hard to roll though. I'm just covering the stairs that obviously lead down with the pistol as people are searching the top floor.
Okay.
Do I find anything in the bathroom I could use to make makeshift explosives? Or would that be a chemistry roll instead of a scrounge roll?
Or mouthwash with a high alcohol content? Or NyQuil?
Or, you know, cleaning products?
NyQuil, yeah, that's a well. You know, what is it when you go to a 12-step program? I have heard that NyQuil is the 13th step.
Yeah. Thank you, Dennis Leary.
No, Walt, you find. I mean, I'm sorry, Mike, you find none of those things that you mentioned.
All right, cool.
That was a bit ambitious.
So do we all make scrounging rolls now?
Now, keep in mind, when you guys are searching and, you know, the lack of medicines and things like that, these people might have been, you know, shut in here for several weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess everyone makes a scrounging roll, then we quietly move downstairs and deal with the threat down there?
Yeah, John, you were covering the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have been noticed by two shamblers who were... downstairs. They look like mom and dad.
Wonderful. I've got a good stealth. Could I not have used stealth?
Okay. So you want to not be noticed?
Oh, at yeah, the top absolutely. Of the stairs? Yeah, okay. That's the plan.
So if you want to make a stealth check and you are not moving, you're going to get plus 25.
Okay. Let's make a roll then. 21.
Okay, so you see them. They do not see you.
Okay. Okay, well, I will wait until everyone's finished scrounging, then I will slowly sort of like beckon someone over and just whisper.
They seem to have noticed the sound of the scrounging, yeah. But they haven't seemed to be able to quite identify. Like, they keep walking to the spot on the first floor under where the noise is coming from on the second floor.
So have we found anything at all on this top floor? Nothing.
No.
Okay. Well, then we need
just Jimmy and Timmy. Mm.
So, what do you reckon, guys? Do we try? Do we go down and take? But how are we going to take those two zombies out quietly? We're not, are we? you know, it's going to be guns blazing.
I would say the guy with the long pointy sword. Maybe we draw him up the stairs quietly, and he can take care of them there one at a time.
Well, Conan,
is there a chest of drawers or something we could drag to the top of the stairs and slide it down the stairs if they come running up to kind of pin them as they do so?
Sure.
We could try that. Obviously, it's going to make a load of noise getting it there if it's got any particular weight to it. But it may actually slow them down.
Yes.
But the rule is that no one uses a gun unless we really have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
All right,
or obviously, we could just clunch back out the window and just head to the next house and leave as is.
Yeah, to explain how the noise from the firearms is going to work. If you guys look on your sheets, you'll see that guns are generally either loud or extremely loud. Okay, if a gun is if an attack is loud, that's a 40% chance to be heard. If it's extremely loud, that's 60%.
Okay, so what about? So, what's your sword, Walt? Has that got a noise at all attached to it?
Absolutely, it's very quiet.
So, is that still got a chance?
It does. It's a 10% chance for a quiet attack.
Oh, maybe we're smarter just going out and going to the next house.
Yeah,
and
is there anything?
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth the gamble. I don't think so.
By the way, the hockey stick, Walt, is your character Toby carrying that, or do I still have that? I wasn't sure if it would be an improvement at all for close quarters combat over what you had.
No, it's going to be longer than the longsword. So longsword is about 36 to 38 inches. Hockey sticks, probably about almost 50 inches.
So the only advantage it has over a gun is that it's hopefully quieter.
Or it's hooked. So, I mean, you guys could, sweep out zombie feet when they hit the ground. You know, I can just do the pokey pokey right into the skull.
All right, I guess I'm turning the hockey stick then.
Pokey pokey to the skull.
Okay, this is the plan now. This is the maneuver.
All right, so we are going to slip out through the window and see.
Yeah.
All right. Can we see the middle of the cul-de-sac from the house, the second floor? Can we see what's going on there?
Yeah. Zombies are still moving around. They have finished feeding. And as you're used to seeing, they have a little more energy.
Then what are they doing?
They're just milling around. They kind of go into almost like a waiting mode when they have no external stimuli. So they're just kind of pacing.
All right. So, all right, guys. So you want to quietly, we'll slip out the top floor window and shimmy down and go to the next house.
Yeah.
Head back again as far as
plan.
Possible. Yeah.
That's what we'll do, Chuck.
Okay. You're continuing around in the same direction, so.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we head back out the wrap in the back. That's a way.
Okay. And you're moving around the back? Yeah. Okay. So you are. Okay. This house looks run down, but structurally sound. The lawn is very overgrown. You see a bunch of yellow pieces of paper stuck to the front door. You can't really read them.
Eviction? Do they look like eviction notices? As a sheriff, I'm sure I had to put my share of those on doors.
They look like they might be that, Mike, or. Notices from the homeowners association, perhaps about the lawn.
Is there a car, a broken down car on the lawn too?
There's not. Again, all the driveways are empty. There's a big pile of cars up against the gate that have been set on fire.
Okay, what's the ground floor of this building like? Are the windows boarded up again?
No.
Is he a back door?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we'll go through.
Okay. So when you open the back door,
Dr. Combat Monkey? Yeah, that's me. I'm off.
Well, keep in mind, Vinny has the really ridiculous stealth skill.
Okay then, right. Well, I will then quietly try to open the back door.
Okay.
Could be cooked by Conan.
Right. Make a...
Conan.
Make a roll.
55. I've got a stealth of 79, I think it is.
Okay.
73.
You see... one... formerly old man, now a shambler. He is wearing a gun on his hip as he kind of meanders mindlessly around his kitchen.
Okay.
More potential.
I will slowly close the door again.
Okay.
You know, and I just turn to these guys and say, "We've got a shambler, but he's also got a firearm. What do you want to do?"
Oh my god, zombies are using guns now? When the shit happens?
No, calm down, Doc. You know, it's potential.
It's a pretty shit now, man.
No, it's we're gonna need you in a second. Shut up, I'll slap him. we need guns, don't we? He's on his own, I think. let's just, if we open the door and just, hey, the, you know, the guy, get the doc in with the sword, sheriff in with the hockey stick. What do you think?
Now, do zombies ever try and dodge? Have we seen, like, you know, zombie move out of the way of something? Or will they, like in The Walking Dead, if you have, like, pikes set, will they just walk into it to try and get to you?
Yes.
All right, so I could just stand in the door with my blade aimed at head level and just let them walk right into it.
Potentially, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I look at Vinny. Do you want to try it? I mean, it could work. And then if not, you know, you trip him with the hockey stick and, you know, have him hit the guy with the Star Trek hard drive. I mean, you know, you got 3 seasons on there. That's probably heavy.
Okay, let's do it. Who's the best with the hockey stick? Is that close quarter combat, or what's that, Commander?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm the guy with the hockey stick, and let me see what I got. I don't have great close quarter combat either. Let me find that skill. I'm 22. Anybody got a higher skill than that in close quarter?
I've got 39. What have you got, Aid?
I'm on 19.
I think this is your move, Vinny, unless Toby's got something better.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I'll take the hockey stick, so I'll be sort of poised next to the door, a bit over my head, ready to swing down and wait for the doctor to open the door with his longsword.
All right.
So, yeah, I open the door. When the, you know, I'll snap once, try and get its attention, and just stand in the door. And when it shambles toward me, I'll hold the blade at by the cross guard and the blade, and hold it at head level so that he just walks right into it.
Okay.
By the way, that sprinkling sound you hear, that would be me pissing my pants right now.
Walt, make a distraction check. This is going to go well for you. I sense it.
Yeah. Oh, 16? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 72. 72. I hit the button twice.
Okay. So, he does indeed come shambling toward you, although not... not in the controlled fashion that you were hoping for.
Oh, crap.
so...
Can I make a CQC check?
first thing you're going to do, Walt, is... You're going to roll percentile dice and add your quickness. Now, this is mostly a formality against the shambler.
Is this like the equivalent of initiative?
Yes, that is exactly what this is. Oh, there we go. It delayed on... Oh, it hit it twice. So...
Yeah, mine too. So 73 plus 41.
Right. So the shambler has a 60 plus 30. So, but you are in fact going first. So now how many action points do you have?
4.
Okay. So... You can make a targeted attack to the head for 2. That's minus 25 to hit, but you can spend an extra action point to get a plus 25 to hit to counter out that penalty.
Let's do that.
All right.
Come on, Doc.
64. And my CQC is a 54.
Okay, so you missed the head, but you did hit him. Let's see.
Damage is 3d10.
Yep.
So you want me to hit that?
Yep.
Whoops. Hold on. All right, now I got it. Ah, that sucks. 12.
Ow. Okay.
right now I'm thinking in my head, oh my god, Walking Dead, man, this looks so easy.
So, Walt, roll percentile dice one more time.
I can do that.
This is going to be the sea wave.
11.
Okay, so you hit him in the upper chest.
That's good.
And when you hit him, you knocked him down.
Excellent.
Hockey stick. Hockey stick.
I'm come. Wait. Move out of the way. Move out of the way.
I lean over with my shish kebab.
Go ahead. I'm
going to step in with the hockey stick raised above my head and bring it down as hard as I can onto the head of the zombie.
All right. So, roll percentile dice. You want to get under your CQC.
Okay, but can I use action points to increase the ability to make sure I hit him in the head, etc.?
Yes. Okay, again, what you're doing is you're targeting the head, which is minus 25, but then you're spending an extra action point to give yourself plus 25, so basically you're canceling out the penalty.
Can I spend more action points?
You cannot.
Okay.
You can just spend the one extra.
Okay.
Now, if you miss, John, you are going to have enough action points to try it again, which Walt does not.
Okay, good. Okay, right, well, let's give it a go.
Because it what you're doing is costing you 3 action points. Walt has 4, you have 7. So you can do it twice.
Okay. Well, I think I've just screwed up the first roll. I rolled an 80. So that's going to be a miss, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yep. Okay. Roll again.
Okay, come on. 44... I've got close quarter combat of 39.
So, again, that's a hit to a random location.
Oh, okay.
You missed the head. So,
is there a chance that you can roll the head, though, when you roll randomly?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
However, the way hit location works is, you just look at the ones die, and that determines where the attack landed. So, with a 4, you also hit it in the upper chest, same place Walt did.
Alright, okay.
You guys are aiming high, but you're not hitting quite high enough. You keep hitting it, like, in the shoulder. not the shoulder, the upper chest.
What damage does the hockey stick do?
2d10. It's a medium improvised weapon.
11.
Alright.
Please, I don't want to get a bit in now, Chuck. Whose idea was this?
Wasn't it yours?
I was going to say,
Mike?
Yeah.
Aid, you guys want to take an action?
The only weapon I have is a Beretta, which is going to make a lot of noise and draw zombies. I'm not sure what I can do that would be useful in the situation. That would actually help. I'm open to suggestions, but I don't. With just one noisy weapon, I'm not sure what else I can do.
You can use your foot. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, which room does this actually open into? Does it open into a kitchen, or is it open into a back, like a room with a sitting room or something like that?
Kitchen.
It's a kitchen, so there may be stuff around.
Yeah. Okay, Aid, if you're just looking around in the heat of the moment for something you can use to fight with, make a luck check.
Okay, luck check. My luck is 33. 8.
Ooh.
All right.
Damn. You lucky bastard.
You find a kitchen knife.
Okay.
Make
now,
an attack.
Do I have to use that, or can I point that to Mike to get him to go use it instead?
You can, in fact, toss it to Mike, yes.
Okay, that's cool. Then I'll pass it. I kind of, yeah. Jump over the guy on the ground, grab hold of the knife, kind of pass it back so that you can have a strike.
All right.
So I've got the knife now.
Yep.
And now, how do action points work again?
Okay, you've got four.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to make a targeted attack and aim, that's going to cost you three. That would allow you, if you hit, you're automatically going to hit the head if you roll under your CQC, which for you is 22.
Which is, all right. Because
you're really good at this.
20. Come on. This is going to fail horribly, but that'll be an interesting game session. So, yeah, aiming for the head.
Oh, no.
21% off.
No.
Is there any way I could use that last action point? I got four to improve the roll or re-roll, or am I pretty much screwed?
You, again, hit him in a random location, and again, you guys have a real proficiency at this. You hit him in the upper chest.
Unlucky.
Okay, it's still damaged, though, so still good.
Yeah, 1d10 damage.
You want me to roll that, or you want to roll that?
You can roll it.
All right. I just did, 7.
All right.
Shit.
Okay,
zombies go by any chance?
it is. And he is going to okay, let's do this
random.
Yeah. Okay. John, he is attempting to bite your leg.
Not the glue.
No, boys, help me. So what okay. happens here now? Do I? There's nothing like almost like an armor class or a dodge. It's just his roll to see if he hits me.
Yes, there are defensive actions that you can take, but you guys went for offense.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, I didn't tell you that you could take defensive actions. That might also factor into it. He is scrambling around clumsily on the kitchen floor and misses horribly.
Can I do like a bit of a tap dance around him?
Yes. And we are back to Walt. New round.
Come on, Doc.
All right. Do this.
Oh,
God, oh.
So that's a clean miss.
Yeah.
Now, Walt, you have an action point left over.
Okay.
You can probably the best two actions with that you could take. You could either make a second untargeted light melee attack,
okay.
which is going to receive no damage bonus if it hits. Oh, by the way, we forgot your +5 bonus because you're mad because you killed the kid. You killed Tim.
I'm so
right.
mad.
Exactly. Okay, so that's another 5 points. You could either make a light melee attack or you could make a standard move and just, like, get away from this guy.
I'm going to make another attack. I'm so mad.
Okay.
10.
He's mad!
10. Okay, so that is
a punch to the face.
You hit one of his legs.
Oh.
So roll your damage.
It's not dancing anymore. 18.
Ooh. Okay. His leg almost came completely off. John?
I will do the same again. I'm going to have those two attacks aiming for his head.
All right.
So the first one, 28, done it.
Nice.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit, but is it, is that under your CQC?
Yes, it is. My CQC is 39.
All right.
That's fantastic.
That is a hit to the head. Roll your damage. 2d10.
10.
Okay. He is down. John finally managed to crash his skull in.
I looked at Vinny and asked, hey, do you give classes? Because that was great. Thanks for the help, man. I really appreciate it.
It wasn't great. I thought you could use that sword.
I said I had a sword. I never said I could use it.
Exactly. All enthusiasm, nice skill.
You've only been in two competitions.
Actually, you used to use foam ones by any chance. You weren't alive.
I don't know what that is. I'm just going to go in the kitchen now.
Okay.
Take the gun off him. Let's see what he's got.
Okay. He has a Beretta 87 target pistol.
That's what I'm carrying myself, isn't it?
Maybe.
I have a Beretta 84. So
okay.
Close.
Close. Well, your the gun you're carrying, Mike, is a 380 ACP. This gentleman's weapon is
22, right?
Yeah, 22. It, however, is unloaded. It is completely empty.
Well, all right then.
Bullets in the house.
Yeah, I guess it's time for a scrounge check from everybody. Maybe the smart move is to make sure that we don't hear anything. Do a quick clear sweep. Vinny and I, room to room with our guns out, making sure that everything's kosher.
Okay. This is a single-story house. You don't see or hear anything on the first floor. There is a door going down to a basement.
Fuck that. Don't care.
Who's going down first?
Yeah, let's leave that for later. I'm familiar with the zombie genre from
Basements have supplies in. That's where people keep the shit.
Yeah,
that's true.
Can we peek out the front window real fast? See what the guys in the cul-de-sac are doing.
They appear to have taken no notice of your brief life and death struggle against the old man.
All right, fellas, here's my idea. We make some noise at the top of the stairs, loud enough so people in the basement can hear us and be distracted to come up. Not loud enough that anyone outside the house can hear us. Which would lead to some kind of custer at a little big horn situation.
So that little space gun might be enough.
Yeah,
I don't know if any of us have got any kind of like noise meters, but how can we be sure how loud we're doing it?
You won't hear that outside. That's fine.
Are there any spoons in the kitchen?
Yeah, you can find some spoons.
Just put them together and clack them on your thigh.
True, you could do that.
Or why not just open the cellar door and throw some of down?
Yeah, why not?
There you go. Yep.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
So it's down there. It's going to come up in it. get a saucepan or something, you know.
Okay. So you're gonna throw a frying pan down the stairs. All right.
Yeah, that's not gonna make enough noise, is it? Outside, you're not gonna hear a frying pan going down the cellar, are you?
Probably not. No.
Okay. Yeah. So just in the 30 years I've played role playing games, that is probably the most funniest question I've ever asked. You're never gonna hear a frying pan go down the cellar outside. Good question. This is random stuff. This is cool.
Okay, so you throw the frying pan down, it clacks, clangs, etc., etc. You hear nothing from down there.
Oh, that's a good sign. Okay, he's going first.
Does the basement have a light?
Yep.
Can we turn it on?
Yep.
Any shadows moving or anything like that?
Not that you see.
All right. John, did you want to go first stealthy, or do you just want me to walk down?
Okay, I'll go down stealthy. Okay. Because obviously I'm not familiar with American-style houses, yeah, but you see films. Would this cellar have kind of like a way out, you know, like a whatever you would, I don't know what you call them. Like some
storm
kind of,
cellar door?
Yeah, storm cellar door on the outside of the house.
Those are, in my experience anyway, pretty rare. Normally you're going to find those more in the Midwest, I would say.
Because all I'm bothered about is, if we go down here, we get trapped down here, you're knackered, aren't you?
Yeah. There's pretty much the only way you think that you could get out would be back the way you came.
Okay, I'll start to sneak down stealthy, but I suggest that at least a couple of people stay on top.
I'll go with you to back you up with my amazing CQC ability.
All right, I'll stay up top with the hockey stick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make a stealth roll. Oh, God. 87.
Somebody put more D4s at the bottom of the stairs.
Slip and fall down the stairs.
Okay. There is nothing animate in the basement.
Bolts.
As opposed to, you know.
Yeah.
You do find some inanimate objects, however. It appears that this gentleman had some kind of a workshop.
Ooh.
And you guys can find 12 vehicle small parts and 6 small arms small parts. Small arms parts.
Collect it up.
Okay.
Any chemicals down there?
You can find a can of WD-40.
Yeah, that could be useful.
You can't drink that, though.
People have tried.
Yeah.
You don't know. All right, so scoundrels all around, then move on to the next house.
Yeah. When do we call it? When do we say we're pushing our luck? You know what I mean?
Mike, you are amazing.
I rolled one really good roll earlier in the game, and I just rolled a D100 on my scoundrel, which is, I'm guessing, a critical failure.
Is there anything like that?
There is not, but Walt came as, I mean, Mike came as close as you can come. Okay, so searching the rest of the house, you guys find a box in a desk with 10 22 long rifle rounds in it, which is, in fact, what the Beretta 87 uses. Weird that this guy would have ammo for his gun, right?
So who doesn't have a gun who wants this 22?
I'll take it as last resort, if that's cool, because I have no weapon at all at the moment.
That's cool. Well, you have a low shooting score, so if you hit anybody, yeah. It's just 22, so you're not going to...
Save a round for yourself, Abe.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
And you guys can also find 3 shotgun shells.
Good.
And a flashlight.
Ooh, nice.
Flashlight.
I like that you can say, ooh.
Ooh.
Flashlight.
Shiny.
any liquor or anything?
No.
Okay.
Let's face it.
What state are we in here?
What state are you in?
Yeah, it sounds like a dry state, right?
You guys are in the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Really?
You are.
All right. Just saying, it's 3 houses and no alcohol. It seems kind of suspicious to me.
Well, again, keep in mind, everyone's been locked into their houses for weeks. Yeah,
that's the first thing you hit the bottle into, let's face it.
Yeah, I reckon so. All right, so we probably got everything we're going to get out of here. Do we want to quit while we're ahead and sneak off into the shadows or do another house?
Okay, not being funny, does that 1, 2, or 3 down look bigger than the rest, or is that my imagination?
It's got a yard.
What's that out the back of the 2 houses down from where we are, or 1 house down from where we are?
The one with that? With the chimney smoke?
Yeah. No, this one here. There's something out the back here, then there's one with the chimney.
Is that a swimming pool?
I'm going to say yes.
And this one with the... Does that smoke signify there is smoke coming from the chimney, or is that just because it's on the map?
Yeah, there's no smoke coming from
the
chimney.
Okay, so no sign of anyone actually living in there, then?
No.
Where'd you get this map from, Chuck?
Hmm?
Where'd you get the map from? It's quite cool.
This was from a New York Times article about how cul-de-sacs are ruining traffic in America because they cut off access to neighborhoods.
Yeah, and they also zombie apocalypse as well. So yeah, it's terrible.
I just said the artist who got hired to do that drawing now never realizing that their map was used by a bunch of guys and podcasted. So bizarre.
Yeah. By the way, the shotgun shells that you guys found are 10 gauge. They will fit the double barrel shotgun that you had previously discovered.
Who's carrying that?
I got it.
John.
All right.
No. So John had it.
No, I've got the pistol, haven't I? My own pistol. Oh, right. It's a dock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you had the second best comment. Yeah, cool.
But why don't we... All I'm thinking is, rather than nipping to the next one along, which is slowly pushing us more and more close to the zombies, why don't we double all the way back round, past the swings, and go to that first building there next to the swing? Yeah, that's just been pinged.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That seems wise.
Okay.
I mean, so we'll just retrace our steps.
Before you guys leave this house, however... let me take a quick, aid?
Yes.
Roll percentile dice.
Okay. 42. My favorite number.
Sure, well, it's the answer to what is the meaning of life, right?
Exactly. Life, the universe, and everything. So.
Yes. okay, you notice something like a glint of metal from the front door.
Okay. But like it's poking through it or stuck to it?
Very near the front door.
Okay.
Almost like it's leaning against the front door.
Okay, I'll take a wonder. I'll tell these guys that's what I'm going to look, and I'm going to have a...
It's a claymore.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, tripwire.
In fact, you do find a tripwire.
Yay!
Old man seems to have rigged a sawed-off shotgun to go off if someone was to open the front door.
Okay, that's good. So can I find the shotgun in the vicinity?
Oh, yeah, that is, in fact, what caught your attention, was light hitting the metal of the barrel.
And is it going to be difficult to take apart and take the shotgun, or is it going to be fairly straightforward?
It's going to be pretty easy from inside.
Okay. That's cool. Okay.
Fortunately, you guys came in the back.
Yeah, I'll stand around the back of the shotgun in case there's any unfortunate accidents and try and take it apart. That's cool.
Okay. That is the best place to be, behind a shotgun. Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
It beats being in front of one. Hey, guys, I have to step away for just a second. I will be right back.
So do I need to make a roll, or is it simple enough that I don't have to?
You do not have to roll.
Okay, great. Okay, so that is... And what gauge is that shotgun?
That is another 10-gauge shotgun.
Okay.
It's a sawn-off, yeah?
Yep.
Okay,
so is that a greater percentage?
Is that easier to hit close range? Yeah.
Yeah, sawed-off shotgun has a bonus to hit at short range. The bonus, I believe, is the same, but the penalties at range are worse.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's just
also I lied. Shotguns don't give a plus 50% chance at point blank range. It's 35%.
Okay, that's cool. Let's do it then.
Because as we again have established, I don't remember everything in my own game.
Okay, so if this is cool with everybody, I'll take that as well, because I need something that's going to give me those bonuses to hit. Otherwise, I'm never going to hit anything.
Yeah, okay, let's move.
Okay. Sounds good. It'd
be nice to find some more food at this stage, I reckon.
Yeah.
Or medicine. Food or medicine would be good.
Yeah, so take the route around the back.
Okay. And guys, I actually need to put a pin in this, unfortunately. My dad's picked me up at 5:30 for dinner. It's actually my birthday today. So
hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
No. Come on, man. Copyright infringement.
That's very true.
Paul McCartney coming after you. Is he still on the rights to that?
I thought so.
I don't know. He can't sing, that for sure.
Wow. Did you just commit an act of treason against your country, John? Is that what I just heard?
No. Some things need to be said.
They're going to make you move to South Africa. They're going to give Scotland independence just so they can deport you to Scotland, John.
Actually, I wouldn't mind living there. I'd like to live in Edinburgh. Nice place. Nice city to live in, Edinburgh. Nice.
However, I would be open to continuing this if you guys want to at a later date when we have time.
Yeah, I'm back. Are we all dead?
No, we're not. But I was just telling the guys, today's actually my birthday, and my dad is going to be here in 15 minutes to pick me up for dinner. So.
Oh, shit. I told you happy birthday on Facebook, but I forgot to say anything here in Perth.
It's, so. Yeah, you know, it's fine. Thank you.
We're already eating the cake, Mike. You missed it.
I do like cake.
Yeah, the cake was in this house here, and they got to it, and they ate it. There's no more cake.
The cake is a lie.
The cake was a lie, yes.
All right, well, we can wrap up and do a part two same time next week.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, hey, thanks everyone for listening, and we will catch you next time on the BAMF Podcast.